Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Odyssey MLB Insider John Heyman. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. John, how are you? Thanks for taking the time. Busy day.
I'm good, Bo. How are you?
Doing good. I remember Jonathan doing it. Mm-hmm. John and I were doing a couple of shows together around the trade deadline. I don't know if it was 2008, 2009. I don't remember exactly what year it was. But, like, John's doing the talk show with me, and he is, like, he's got to be on the phone every second. How do you even – is your phone? You might as well glue the phone to your face, John. I mean, you guys that are these insiders, you can't get away from it for a second, right? You don't want to miss anything.
Well, today I think hopefully we'll be safe, but I'll let you know if I have to go. Tomorrow is a rough one.
Tomorrow's crazy. By the way, tomorrow, like, baseball, I'm so annoyed with baseball. You know how much I love baseball, John, but why the trade deadline shouldn't be this close to the draft now that they've moved it back, and especially with basketball's trade. I don't know. I don't know why they don't make the trade deadline the second week of August or something. Now that they got rid of the second deadline, I'd like to see them move this back a little bit. What do you think?
I think some people on certain teams, let's say, have weaknesses. They'd like to see it moved up because, they want to try to have a chance to make a correction and want to put pressure on teams to make decisions a little more quickly. We are 100 games in. You should have an idea of where your team is going at this point. There's pluses and minuses both ways. I think it's fine where it is, but okay. I know there are people who think it should be moved up.
John, Indians got rid of Cesar Hernandez. They traded him for, a double-A prospect. It's not as if they were asking for the world back in return, but he had a $6 million club option for next year. A lot of fans are wondering if this is kind of them waving the white flag on the season. How do you see it?
I would say so. They're not going to say that, I'm sure, but if you trade him and fill the hole, the most obvious hole of the team in first place, I think so. And I guess the position they're in, they might have feel that they'd have more chance for a wild card. I don't know, but it's a little unusual to trade to the team above you if you think you're in the race. That said, we just saw Seattle trade its closer to the team in first place in its division, the Astros. That got a very bad reaction, understandably so. Trading your closer when you're a hot team, just crazy, to the team in first place. This is understandable. I mean, to be realistic about it, the Indians do not look like a contender. So it looks to me like they're waving the white flag, but I don't blame them. They're not winning this year.
No, they're doing the right thing. They're out of the playoff race. John, is there any chance the Indians trade Jose Ramirez in the next 24 hours?
Yeah, I mean, I never like to rule anything out. I mean, I would rule out a trade of Ohtani or somebody like that.
Yeah.
But no, I wouldn't rule anything out. I mean, it's difficult to come up with its value when he's got such a team-friendly deal, but it's possible to do it. The one thing I would caution on this is the market is not good for that even star position player right now. There's just so many guys out there who are really good. Story, Bryant, Baez, Rizzo. And then there's some that are a little bit lesser than that, but still very good players. And I think the teams are just having difficulty getting anything for them. If you have a pitcher, particularly a starter, you'll get a haul. But if you've got a position player, even a great one, I don't think you're going to get the haul that you think you'd get. So I think it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So the Indians get a, like we said, a double-A prospect. I would expect them to make maybe, I mean, Eddie Rosario's on the IL, but he might make sense to trade. John, could they trade one of their catchers, you think? Maybe Roberto Perez or Austin Hedges? Again, I know you're not getting much back, but do you see that happening?
Yeah, I mean, any of that's possible. I mean, they've clearly signaled that they understand they're not in the race. So, you know, at that point, they're willing to talk about anything. You know, it's not too likely that they trade a Bieber or Savali or Plesac, but, you know, the Indians are a team willing to think about anything. We saw them trade Clevenger with 2.5 years to go last year. Now, I'm not suggesting they're going to trade Savali or Bieber, but, you know, they're willing to talk about anything, and certainly the catchers could be in play, and I think the relievers could be as well.
What would a Karinchak, you mentioned the relievers there, what would a Karinchak get on the market?
I think that would do well. You know, I mean, he'd help any bullpen. You know, you have a bullpen, you're not going to have six guys better than him, probably even two guys better than him. So, I mean, he's a closer or a setup man for any of these teams. So, you know, I mean, you've got Kimbrel out there. We'll see what he gets. I think he'll get a ton. And Karinchak, with more time to go, I think will get would get something pretty good if they were willing to do it. And at this point, all bets are off. I mean, for a reliever, if you're talking about a reliever, I think that they'd be willing to do it.
We're talking with Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman. John, the Yankees are a mess. I know they trade for Joey Gallo. I don't see how he solves their problem. I mean, they got like 7 Joey Gallos on that team already. Everybody on that team hits home runs and strikes out. They don't have any pitching. Garrett Cole's been lousy since they've – well, I know he's been a little better lately, but he was terrible today. And their pitching stinks. Are they going to address the pitching? I hope they don't, because I don't want them to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying. They're looking at Story, and they're looking at pitching, and they think they can do it, and they're kind of working around the $210 million threshold. I mean, to me, that's sad that the Yankees are adhering to that threshold so strictly. I mean, this the owner family bought the team for $10 million. It's now worth $5 billion, you know? So it's about, I don't know, my math isn't that good, but 5,000%, I don't know. It's up a lot. You know, to be worried about a $1 million tax bill is a little bit ridiculous in my mind. You know, that said, they've found a way around it by they've got giving away better prospects and getting Texas to pay the money on Gallo. And they can do that with Story and anybody else they acquire if they give away better prospects. But I think that's sad that the Yankees are giving away better prospects to avoid a $1 million tax. You know, I don't know whether it's a pride thing or they need the $1 million that badly. It's a little bit ridiculous. I will say this in Gallo's defense. You are correct. He does it at home runs. He does strike out a lot. The big criticisms around New York have been that they're not athletic and they're way too right-handed. And, I mean, they're correcting this, but it's too late. You know, in my mind, I don't think they're going to make it. But it is important to correct. It's a little silly that all their sluggers are right-handed. And, of course, you want to be more athletic. And Gallo is athletic, but you're right in the sense that he does strike out a ton and does hit home runs. So he does fit in, and he gives them a triple tower threat.
You know, John, you mentioned briefly the Kendall Graveman trade, and then you get all the reports, and it's like Mariners players, they felt betrayed. They started breaking things in the clubhouse after the trade. Have you ever heard of anything like that where, like, unanimously the whole team just gets really angry and they start breaking things in the clubhouse and showing their frustration?
Yes, I can't cite it because I've been around so long, but I do know there were teams that have been upset by trades, and this was a particularly bad idea. There are GMs out there that are just into analytics, and they don't really see the human side to it at all. This is a team with a negative 50 run differential. It's 9 games over, playing their hearts out, winners of 4 straight. It just had a stirring comeback win over that first place Astros team, then to trade a guy who was beloved in the clubhouse and a guy who had a 0.8 ERA, 0.6 WHIP, basically been unhittable in Graveman, and to trade him to the guy team in first place is absurd.
It is
patently absurd, and to think that this GM is not cut from the same mold as all the other GMs. He didn't go to the Ivy League. He's You know, I mean, he is Mr. Analytics, but
former
he didn't
player.
Go to Princeton, Harvard, or Yale. Yes, Jerry DePoto was a major league player. You think he knows what goes on in a clubhouse, but he's so caught up in the analytics, and it's gotten him many jobs. Who knows why, but it's gotten him many jobs. And, you know, he's going to keep that streak alive of the Mariners not being in the playoffs for 20 years. 20 years. Can you imagine that? This is a team with an above-average revenue base, and they've been in the playoffs in 20 years.
It's a disgrace, John. You're 100% right. They have overachieved. The guys have done a great job. They had no. I thought that on paper they didn't seem like a playoff team at all, and they've played great.
No,
you're right. To steal that, to take that guy to the locker room, there's no excuse for that. It wasn't like they got, you know, I know they got an okay, you know, solid prospect back, but you know, I guess if you were getting like a Spencer Torkelson or a Wander Franco, then maybe I could see it, like an absolute can't miss superstar prospect. But besides that, it's completely ridiculous.
I think it's probably an overpay to get a guy with 5 years to go, and he probably felt proud of it. But I mean, you got to look at what the circumstances are, and he just didn't do that. And this team was, I mean, playing way over its heads, and now they've lost two in a row since the trade. They may just go into the tank, and it could be because of this trade. I don't blame them. Yeah. Go into the tank, Mariners. Show them what you think of this trade.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
John, who ultimately, you mentioned some of those big offensive names, Bryant, Rizzo, Baez, you mentioned Trevor Story. There's been a lot of names mentioned. Byron Buxton's even. Who ultimately goes, who doesn't go, of some of the star names that have been out there? Scherzer, Kimbrel.
Yes, Scherzer's gone from a 1% chance to about a 98% chance to go at this point.
Wow.
You know, I mean, he could go to San Diego, L.A., San Francisco, Boston. I mean, those would be my top four guesses. Brian, I think he goes. Probably Giants or Mets, unless somebody comes out of the woodwork. I'm going to guess Giants there. I think I'm adding. I don't know if you told me to guess which team, but I will anyway. Story looks, you know, at this point, you know, the Yankees are the only serious one. I've seen the Giants. I don't really think that fits. You know, I think Baez may stay. I thought all along Rizzo would stay, but Boston does need a left-handed hitting first baseman. That would be a good fit. I don't know if they're going to pay enough to get him, though. So he could end up staying. Again, I'll stick with Baez staying. I don't know who else the other doing. Barrios, I think he goes now. You know, I think he goes. And, you know, I think I'm going to guess Padres, and I'm going to guess Kimbrel will go to the Dodgers. If not, they'll get Hudson or somebody of that ilk.
Oh, Kimbrel to the Dodgers. I got to ask you about the NL West then, because the Giants, Dodgers, Padres, it's easily the most fun division in baseball. Who ends up taking that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with San Francisco. I don't think they're a fluke, and they've outplayed the other teams. The Dodgers have issues. Obviously, I don't think we're seeing Bauer again. You know, I think San Diego and the Dodgers are maybe more likely to make big moves. So maybe I'll change my mind by the end of the day or tomorrow, but, I'm going to stick with the Giants. I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
John, good stuff as always, man. Hang in there the next 24 hours.
All right, Paul. Good talking to you guys.
You too. John Heyman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.